Blog Talk Radio.
Hit the bully block, check the pedigree. Shut it down. A better breed, it'll never be. Shut it down. We the top dogs, recognize. Shut it down. A good diet and exercise. Shut it down. Hit the bully block, check the pedigree. Shut it down. A better breed, it'll never be. Shut it down. We the top dogs, recognize. Shut it down. A good diet and exercise. Shut it down. The game is for the taking. A lot of kennels slacking up. Feel you got a beast? Bring them out, stack them up. You see this monster, chin up and chest out. Huge head, cock diesel, now bring the rest out. I hit the boards and I asked who the best out. They said bring the South, Elite Edge and Midwest out. I'm with the bully block, man, they brought the press out. My dog's eating good as me, never stressed out. Media, rather frightened than enlightened, y'all. Banner misbrand, but the bully ain't a fighting dog. The temperament is cooler than the fan. While the lab dog's high strung, pulling at your hand. With the breed, I'm a owner and a fan. For that backyard mid-ish, go holla at your man. Check the pedigree, we don't do the run around. This the bully breed, round here we shut him down. Hit the bully block, check the pedigree. Shut it down. A better breed, it'll never be. Shut it down. We the top dogs, recognize. Shut it down. A good diet and exercise. Shut it down. Hit the bully block, check the pedigree. Shut it down. A better breed, it'll never be. Shut it down. We the top dogs, recognize. Shut it down. A good diet and exercise. Shut it down. What I like about the breed is selection. You can mix and match blood till you find perfection. Do some research, hit a show, find connections. Figure what type you shoot you like, make investments. For his features, I just found a pup with a short muzzle, block head, solid as a truck. I hit the vet, pick the ear style, cut it down. Let him heal, hit the first show, shut it down. I got credit, it was nothing to debate on. Wait until I work him out and put his weight on. Them dogs out when the stars around. In the show where they customize cars and sounds. A four-legged monster, freaked out collar spikes, posing with a credible celeb or the model type. It's undeniable when you see them come around. The bully breed, round here they shut it down. Hit the bully block, check the pedigree. Shut it down. A better breed, it'll never be. Shut it down. We the top dogs, recognize. Shut it down. A good diet and exercise. Shut it down. Hit the bully block, check the pedigree. Shut it down. A better breed, it'll never be. Shut it down. We the top dogs, recognize. Shut it down. A good diet and exercise. Shut it down. Every town, every state is a certified bully, looking great, looking good. In a show, stacked up, a pulling weight. 100 vans, 100 trucks full of crates. You got a little edge, then you shut it down. Got a little watchdog, then you shut it down. You rock with Nevada, you shut it down. You got a little Gotti, you shut it down. What about Remy Line? Yeah, they shut it down. What about Gray Line? Yeah, they shut it down. You got some Norwood, then you shut it down. Dax Blood, then you shut it down. How that chaos be? They shut it down. What about Monster G? They shut it down. If I forgot any names, run them down. Bully Pride Worldwide, we shut it down. Hit the bully block, check the pedigree. Shut it down. A better breed, it'll never be. Shut it down. We the top dogs, recognize. Shut it down. A good diet and exercise. Shut it down. Hit the bully block, check the pedigree. Shut it down. A better breed, it'll never be. Shut it down. We the top dogs, recognize. Shut it down. A good diet and exercise. Shut it down. We shut it down. We shut it down.
What's going on, everybody? We're back live Monday night on the Bully Block, like we are every other Monday night, man, for the past year. You're listening to myself, Danny, and my co-host, Dane Bodine. We're waiting for Kev Green to call in, but what's going on, Dane?
Not too much, man. What's going on with you, bro?
Oh, man, it's another Monday passed, another week passed, and it's Monday again, man. It's just like, it seems like we were on yesterday, man.
Oh, yeah, I hear that, for sure.
Time's flying, man, but not too much, man. Excited. I have one of my productions coming out this March. Just met up with somebody today, and he went ahead and grabbed one of my Frenchies, so the pup is going to be ready in about six more weeks, man, and I'm excited to get it out here, man. Finally going to have things going for my program this year, so something I'm very excited about. What's going on with you, man?
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. Man, same old shit, bro. We got, like I said, you know, in the past couple weeks here, man, ain't too much change from there. You know, we got some nice Ric Flair puppies available over here right now. We got some Major Payne puppies that are going to be available here real soon. And we also got some White Folks puppies from White Folks in Attica. We got those puppies coming. They're here right now. They're a little bit over 2 weeks. And, you know, one of my kennel partners, Steve-O, he's got some litters that about to drop off of, I believe it's a Pee-wee son, bred to this real badass bitch he's got. And Jack over there, he just got done breeding to Castro, Nathan Heavy Hands' dog, bred him to one of his productions. Should be a real, real nice breeding there. So we got quite a few things going on over here right now, man. It's going pretty good, man. I can't complain.
Man. Yeah, man. I'm trying to get some things going this year myself. And like I said, it's exciting. I'm planning to finally get my some of my stuff in the ring. I got some stuff planned up for my bullies as well, man. But speaking of bullies, we'll be getting into that real soon. We already do have a caller, man. So I'm going to go ahead and just call real quick before we get into some topics. All right, it's 949-584. You're live on the Bully Block.
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen? How you guys doing tonight?
Good, good. Who's this?
This is Gary over here from Hard and Hustle Bullies, Orange County, California, baby.
Okay, that's what's up, all the way from California. Thanks for calling in, man.
Sure.
How you doing?
Yes, sir. I saw you guys on Facebook right here, and Bully Block, man, that's awesome that you guys do this radio show. I heard it through my boy Memo over there at IBKC, so shout out to him and everybody down here on the West Coast putting it down. You know, we're just out here trying to make this movement. Like I said, I'm from Hard and Hustle Bullies. I'm the founder and CEO. I have English Bulldogs. I got my son, Ronnie. You can see him out here in the ring on the West Coast. We all are going to be making our ways to the Midwest, to the East pretty soon. So, like I said, it's just a process. You know, one of those things that, you know, we've been doing this for a couple of years now. And, you know, it's like I said, just like anything they want to do, well, it's a process to it. And you just got to stick through it, man. You know, I just want to wish everybody good luck out there and keep doing what you're doing. You know what I mean? And, you know, obviously we're all here for the same thing. And nothing but love right here from my Heart and Hustle Bullies, Orange County, man.
That's what's up, man.
We appreciate you,
man,
calling in.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you guys are more than welcome to follow me on Instagram, Facebook, Hard and Hustle Bullies, Orange County. That's me right there. We have some superior pet products as well, too, daily maintenance products that are awesome for all types of dogs, Frenchies, pits, I mean, whatever. You know, I got it. So just want to give a shout-out to everybody, and especially the Bully Block for putting this together. It's an awesome little radio show. I just saw it today. I decided to pick up the phone and give you guys a shout-out. So thanks, guys.
We appreciate it, man. We appreciate it. So tell people how they can contact you, man.
Well, yeah, you can definitely contact me on Instagram or Facebook, Heart and Hustle Bullies. That's my Instagram handle. And then you can also do that on Facebook as well, or Ronnie Iris Navarro. Those are my two English Bulldogs. Iris is a quad carrier, black and white female, who I got off of No Joke Bulldogs over here in Los Angeles area as well. And then Ronnie is a former producer from Sam Zeus and Legacy at the Copa, champion AKC Lines. I've been really, you know, reserved with him in regards to productions and things like that. We've just been doing work in the ring and all different registries. And like I said, I just want to get him exposed out there and, you know, just have people know who we are, because we're definitely trying to put Orange County out here on the map.
That's what's up, man. We're here every Monday. We're here every Monday night, man. So whenever you feel like you got something you want to put out there, man, feel free to give us a call. Call back in,
sure,
man.
I'm penciling you guys in on my schedule every Monday at 7 o'clock. That's for sure. I'm here on the West Coast. I know you guys are in the Central. 9 p.m., but I'm going to pencil you guys in every week, so I'm going to be trying calling in at least once a week so I can give you guys a shout-out, and I'll definitely be posting you guys up on my social medias as well, too, guys.
Appreciate it, man. Thanks for calling, and stick around and listening to the rest of the show, bro.
All right, brother. You guys have a great day, man. Thank you. Bye.
You too. That's what's up right there, man, all the way from California, tuning in right here to the Bully Block. And big shout out to Memo from the IBKC, showing the show some love, man. We appreciate that.
Yeah, for sure. That's what I seen Memo share the post and shit. Shout out to Memo Loke up there in California, man. Showing us some love, for real.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We do have another caller before we move on to the next topics, and then we see the board is lighting up with a lot of callers and listeners, so we do appreciate you tuning in. Like I said, Kev Green will be joining us really soon. All right, 260-403, you're on the Bully Block.
Man, what's going on, gentlemen? You know who this is, man. This is Mr. 260, some of the fair bullies, your boy Drew.
Drew,
man. How you doing, gentlemen?
What's up? What's up?
You got it, man. What's going on, Dayton? What's going on around there, man?
Oh, man, same old shit, bro. I can't call it. How you been?
Oh, man, just living, man. Taking a little off-season. You know how it is in the Midwest, man. We get that white stuff on the ground. So, you know, it makes it a little hard for shows and everything. You know, around this season, everything's 10 to 14 hours away. So, you know, we take an off-season.
Hell yeah, I heard that. The winters ain't nice out here. For sure, for sure, out here in the Midwest. Blistering cold out here. Actually, it's been pretty nice out these ways lately, but these past couple days. But before that, boy, it was something serious out here, for real.
Yeah, man, it's been crazy this year, man. We haven't had as much snow. It's been cold, frigid some days, man. We haven't had much snow. As a matter of fact, man, we had the last show of the year. Like, you know, just right December 27th, man, we had our last show here, right here in Fort Wayne, man. Kev came down to show us some love right before the end of the year and threw a show right here in Fort Wayne, man. It was a nice turnout. You know, everybody that was trying to get those champs in before, you know, for the year ended, they came down and made some big noise, man, had some nice kennels out, came to show Fort Wayne some love, man. We had a good time.
Yeah, man, that's what's up.
So what's up, Drew? What's going on? You going to be out in Peoria or what?
Man, if I missed that show, I wouldn't be in the Midwest, baby. You know, that's where we're going to start our run off this year. You know, like I said, that's how we started off big. And then we're going to chase it down, man. I got, Von Cruz, who is excited this year, man. He won Nationals Junior Handler last year, but his goals are higher, and I have some more junior handlers whose goals are to definitely beat Vaughn and be very competitive this year throughout the year. Right now they're all playing basketball on a couple teams that I coach. It's kind of funny, man, you know, seeing them do something different sometimes. But we got some stuff going on, man. We following Killinois Kennels, you know, footsteps. So we dropped us a litter this year, man, off of champion El Toro. Big shout out to my boy right there in Ohio, man. And he let us use El Toro, so big shout out to him. We got a litter drop, just four puppies, Dayton. We ain't big time like you yet, man. We ain't big time yet.
Yeah, man. Shit, I had that happen the same thing to me, man. This first litter I've had in the past, like, you know, about a year and a half, we only ended up with three pups, man. So I was there myself, man. I know exactly how it goes. But shit, sometimes those, you know, those might just be the chosen few, man.
So. Yeah, man. You know, I kind of got away from selling pups myself, man. More of a private stock type thing, man. You know, if I sell a couple to some people, they got to be, you know, everybody says, you know, the phone calls and the house visit, man. So it saves me some time and energy, and you know, I know exactly where the pups are going. I know, you know, what kind of homes. So, you know, Family Fair Bullies is doing some big things, man. We ended the year strong, and we plan on coming to see, you know, IBKC this year real big and a couple other registries that have invited us in, man. We'll definitely go visit, but, you know, the kids are going to be chasing those junior handler titles no matter where they're at, man. It's going to be real fun this year.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. You gonna hit up that IBKC show out there in May?
We already got it on the calendar, man. We've sat down. You know, heads up to anyone throwing a show, man. Please don't be last minute show host, man. We got people that love the show that want to, you know, plan off their year. We locked in for right now. We got two shows per month right now, man. And IBKC, we got two or three of those shows, man. We actually got one UKC show we going to. And we see a couple more shows come to the Midwest, man. We definitely pop our head in there, man. But we come to support big. George is our guy, man. He's been repping big time out here for IBKC. Hopefully, you know, that'd be our debut for a couple of my new kids, actually for their debut. And then we're going to see what we can make some noise, man. We'll come make some noise.
That's what's up. I should be out there judging that one of them shows out there. So we'll be definitely looking forward to seeing it all out there.
Yeah, let us know, man, because, you know, we went in front of you. They'd be like, no, he on the show every week. That's why he won. That's why he won. No, man. Dayton is a solid cat, everybody. I was just telling a joke. I know y'all listening. That was just a joke, man. Dayton's solid. He's been like that since I've been following him on the MSN boards. A lot of y'all don't know what those are, but yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, man. I don't want to hold up y'all night, man. You know, I missed a couple weeks, man, but I just want to say thanks, man. This is the hardest part of the year to maintain something like what y'all doing. Because it's kind of off-season for everybody, except for, you know, out there in sunny California. So thanks for, you know, maintaining and keeping the drive and the thrive going for the Bully community, man.
Yes, sir. Thanks for supporting, man. And it's always a pleasure talking to you.
Always, Danny.
All right, man. Thank you for calling in.
Yep.
All right, be easy, bro.
All right. And also I want to give a big shout-out to Alchemy Gang, also known as Torian Garrett. He's going to be having his own show on right here on the Bully Block every Wednesday night, so make sure you check him out. We will be posting links and banners and announcements as it progresses. So hopefully in the next few weeks he'll be starting off with his pilot episode. So definitely look out for that, man. Also, want to give a big shout out to everybody supporting, man. The boards are lighting up. We're getting more and more listeners every week. And we just want to say right now that we appreciate you. But let's talk bullies, man. I wanted to pick your brain, Dayton, and I, you know, I was saving it. You know, I could have called you in private and asked you about these questions, you know, but I decided to do it right here live on the air, man. In light of, you know, all these new standards and different things going on, especially with the extreme. I know we talked about it last episode, too. I'm trying to take my program in a different direction. You know, I wanted to go all pockets, you know, but I'm starting to like the standards a little more, you know. So what I'm trying to do is achieve a standard or pocket size dog with extreme features, but clean, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, in your opinion, what needs to be done to achieve that? Because I know there's a lot of extremes out there that are pretty clean, but then again, they are what they are. They're extreme. They're not, you know, so that standard is going to be taken away. And with that said, what do you think? Not only me, but other people who are trying to do that, you know, should try to aim for as far as, like, because we all know that dogs inherit 50% of parents' genetics. So what would you do if you were in my position? I have a pocket female that I'd like to probably be breeding around May. What stud would you consider able to do something like that, add extreme features on a pocket or standard frame, but cleaner?
Man, I would just, you know, I would look for a real nice standard, you know, a standard with the features that you're looking for, man. That's the way I would do it, you know what I mean? Like, you know, a lot of people think to get an extreme dog, you got to take some you know, bow-legged, crazy in the front dog to get an extreme dog. As long as you're breeding, nice quality bullies and, you know, you're breeding for a standard, you're going to get some extreme dogs out of it. You know what I mean? You just got to, you know, take some chances and stuff like that, man. I mean, I myself couldn't just 100%, you know, pick you out a stud right offhand, you know what I mean, without checking your female out. But I would just look for a dog that, you know, has extreme features but is also a correct standard dog, you know what I mean? And if you're breeding that to a pocket, you know, there's a good chance you're going to get some extreme dogs out of that, you know what I mean? I mean, that's how I'd go about it, man. I mean, we got, you know, I could just get on the business side and offer you five studs down here at the Killinoise camp, but which we definitely got them that'll achieve what you want, Danny. So, but, you know, that's what I would look for, is just a dog with the features that you are that you want to add to your dog. And, you know, as long as it's got, you know, nice extreme, you know, like American Bully should have extreme features, you know what I mean? Like, even a standard one, you know, a standard dog, you know, not necessarily like an extreme dog, but just, you know, nice bone, nice chest spread, nice big blocky heads, you know, stuff along those lines.
Right. Yeah, I mean, right now, you know, I have, I want to say she has more of an old school look. She's 4 years old. I want to breed her one more time before I retire her. And what I'm trying to achieve with her, because she has a little longer muzzle, so I just want to add a little bit height. She's about 15 inches. I'm trying to achieve like a 16 or 17 inch dog with a little bit more bone and a little blockier muzzle. I know it's already out there, but I want it in my own program, and want to be able to say that I produced it. You know what I'm saying? But definitely trying to add some bone and some head and decent
muzzle.
Might
want to go with a little bit bigger dog, Danny, especially if you're going to go with another razor's dog, you know what I mean? If you're wanting to do a razor's edge line breeding, you know, if I was you, I'd go with a little bit bigger dog on that girl, you know what I mean? To, especially if you're trying to achieve 17 inches, you know, 17 inch dog out of it, you know, when you keep on line breeding these razor's edge dogs, you know, you're losing size, you're losing stuff like that, you know what I mean? You're not really going to gain too much of a bigger dog, you know, unless you're breeding to, you know, something with a little bit of leg up under it, if you already got a pocket, you know what I mean? But, I mean, that's just my opinion, you know, that's how I do my breeding, you know what I mean?
Right.
As you can see with, you know, them Ric Flair puppies, you know, that's a big boy compared to some people, but there were some nice, you know, compact bully dogs out of that litter. You know, that's something that I've been saying for the longest on this show. You know, the proof was right there. I got pictures and videos of them and all that. You ain't getting no big giraffes, you know. For the most part, the whole litter came out real consistent, you know.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I'll be trying to pick your brain off the air too, man, but there's a lot of people who've been asking similar questions, and that's why I decided to ask on the air, because Extreme was removed for the reason of, you know, cleaning them up. So how, you know, are they going to be cleaned up? I know they could either breed to, right now everything's up in the air. They could either go to even XLs, you know what I'm saying? And
right.
But, you know, how do you think the Extreme can eventually be cleaned up and meet the standards?
There is a lot of extreme dogs out there that are clean, you know what I mean? People just got to, you know, and a lot of those dogs are coming off of two standards, you know what I mean? Like, you know, people got to not worry about going so crazy bully, you know what I mean? If you got a real bully female, you know what I mean, breed that dog to a nice, straight, clean, standard dog, and you're going to produce some badass puppies, man. Not everything has to be so crazy and train wrecked in the front, you know what I mean? You'll get a nice, you can still get a nice bully male, nice wide chest spread with, you know, correct, you know, with straight legs, you know what I mean, with good feet, you know. Look at dogs like, you know, King Kamali, you know. That's a dog that is a really extreme dog, you know what I mean? But, you know, due to the changes of classes throughout the years, you know, he was probably put into a pocket or a standard class. I'm not exactly sure what class he was put in, but, you know, to me, that's an extreme dog done the right way, you know. King Kamali, he had a real nice, you know, there's several dogs like that, though, you know. Hef was another dog like that, you know what I mean? Like, nowadays, he would probably be called more of a, you know, standard type dog, but there wasn't, you know, back then there wasn't so many, you know, train wreck dogs, you know what I mean? A lot of dogs had extreme features, but were still, you know, nice and correct, you know what I mean? I think people just got too stuck, like, here, I'm going to take this bow-legged, you know, bully-ass bitch and breed her to a male that's bow-legged and bully as hell. You know, I mean, not all dogs should not be bred like that. If you got a nice bully bitch, breed, you know, if you're going to breed her, you know, you're going to breed her anyways. Maybe just, you know, go to more of a breeder to a standard dog. You're still going to get some bully dogs out of that, and they're going to have clean, you know, they're going to be cleaned up. They're going to have, you know, good feet, better feet. Maybe not necessarily good, but definitely do better than what you're, you know, what you got so far, you know.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Speaking of clean dogs, man, my homie Freddie G, man, sent me a Snapchat of his dog. Man, that dog got thick last since the last time I seen it. Wow.
Man, those dogs, that's one thing about those dogs that anybody's seen those dogs, man, is, you know, those are a little bit bigger dogs, you know. They ain't got, you know, those dogs ain't nowhere near to where they're going to be, you know, that people are so used to seeing, you know, pocket dogs and, you know, that, you know, they think once the dog's a year old, you know, it's done growing, you know what I mean? But, you know, that's more of an old school, nice, clean, correct dog, big dog at that, you know what I mean? And they ain't going to do nothing but get better, man. Them dogs ain't nowhere near being done. Freddie's got a couple real badass dogs over there, man. And like I said, you know, once they fill out completely, they're going to be something, that a force to be reckoned with out there for sure.
I agree. But with that being said, man, we do have some callers waiting on hold, man. I don't want to keep them waiting, so I'm going to take them as in the order that they called in. 424-205, you're live on the Bully Block.
What's going down over there, Midwest? Salute.
What's going on?
This Memo Loke right here. What's good?
That's what's up. We good. What's the get down with the get down over there?
Memo Loke right here, live on the Bully Block, man.
Oh, shit, not too much, man. We was actually just talking about the show that's going down here in May. I believe it's May, right? When's George having his show?
George is having his show April the 11th.
Okay. My bad. But yeah, we just got through talking about, we had somebody on here that takes his kids out to these shows, man, and he's talking about bringing them out and supporting the event. So, I have a feeling it's going to be a real nice show out here.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. George is doing a great thing, and it's a great opportunity for a lot of kids to come out. The IBKC does have a program for the junior handlers, and it's great to take advantage of that. I can't wait to be out there. It would be my first time this year of many times this year that's going to happen of events that I'll be in the Midwest. I can't wait. April 11th, another bully party.
Yes, sir. I'm gonna try and make it out there myself. You know, it's gonna be my first IBKC event, so I'm definitely trying to make it out there.
That's what's up, yeah. And I think me and you, Dayton, are trying to put something together, and right there in Springfield in May, the very following month. But we'll see how everything goes.
Yeah, for sure. I've been looking into that. I've talked to some of my buddies that's actually rented out that building before, and, you know, trying to get things lined up, see what's good, man.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. Yeah, we have a great event coming up February the 8th in Guadalajara. actually it's a pretty big deal. It'll be kind of the first time we have every rep and judge that IBKC has together. We're doing a big seminar. I think the only people not included at the moment would be just you, Dayton, and John. You guys are having a little bit of visa issues, but it is what it is. But we'll still have you guys in spirit out there. And like I said, it's a lot of big things going on this year, and I'm glad you guys stepped it up. British, the Bully Block is sounding real good, and I'm glad I'll be able to turn a lot of people onto it and that can listen in to you guys and be, you know, real productive of what you guys are saying to the program.
Yeah, yeah, we appreciate that, man. We actually we had somebody call in, I believe, from the post you shared, man. So we really appreciate that, bro, for real.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. It's a good thing taking over, taking advantage of the industry that we have going on right now, man. It's pretty dope. It's time to have a whole lot more fun with it.
Definitely, yeah. So what else does IBKC have in store for the 2015, man? I'm really excited to be attending my first event coming up here in the Midwest, man. But I know you guys are planning another Springfield show, but are you guys planning to hit the East Coast, or what's going on with that?
Yeah, we have a few dates coming up that we're confirming for the end of this week in the East Coast, including Florida. We have, like, I think, three events going on in Florida this year. It's building up to be something real good, and the sponsors are back. We have Mars Company, which is now owns Yukonuba and Inova and Evo, and they're back on board. We have our first sponsored event here in California, March the 21st in San Diego. So it'll be a Feed the Breed Yukonuba Dog Show. We'll be having a lot of shows coming up that we'll be announcing with our tournament. We have a lot of great prizes going on to all our best in shows, and throughout the whole IBKC circuit, we'll be getting them show rings. It's a whole lot of fun being implemented in the whole competition.
That's what's up, man. I see Rich was throwing another one of them shows out there, man. I don't know exactly what the date was on that myself, but I do know that the last, you know, when I went out there, man, we had a great time, man. So
yeah, no, Rich, and those bully All Star guys up Northern California, they're you're talking about next level shows already, you know, David, taking it to another level, and really bringing in the participation at to a high. It's no hype what they do. What they do is to another level, which is basically a lot of people are doing with the show circuits. Look at George over there. As you can see, that's next level way of showing, you know what I mean, making the sport greater, which is what we're trying to do. You know what I mean? This is real serious. We have real serious people that are judges and refs and making sure things are going, you know, on a straight arrow, as you know. But, yeah, it's a great year. It's a great year that we'll be able to show our talent and our creations, you know, our creativity.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. I know that show we attended, man. It was, you know, it was definitely one of the better shows I've been to, for real, man. That had a real good time. The thing was jumping out there, man. Definitely look forward to checking something out like that again, for sure.
So, yeah, for sure. Yeah, it's a good thing, man. Having a lot of fun. I get to step down a little bit this year and do what I like to do the most. You know, I'm hosting the TV show, The Best in Show. I'm the host of it, and I'll be bringing a lot of good eye candy to you guys. You guys have fun and enjoying your hobby. We have the IBKC Bully Network going on, where we're going to be covering some dog shows, you know, and hosting them with playback coverage, and, you know, really implement it and give it to you guys just like a sport should be done. So there's a lot going on. You know, we have a couple other TV shows that will be coming out with the Kennel Masters and Soul Assassin Kennels, and shout out to my boys over there at Hound Squad, Luciano, and then they have their TV show coming out with also I feature in. And we have a lot of mainstream media fun we're having this year with all our you know, just whatever we could create, and it'll be a lot of fun. A lot of fun so everybody can take their hobby to another level and really see it more as a sport than and be involved. You know what I mean? It's something that we started a long time ago that's a whole lot more serious now. So that's all we're doing is making it more serious and being part of that billion-dollar pet industry. So, you know, we're here. We're going to leave anywhere, and now it's time, you know, to take it to another level.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. I'm looking forward to seeing that all that them TV shows you got going on, man. I remember when we was out there last, and you know, you was explaining a lot of that to me, man. That shit, I can't wait to see that for sure, man. Sure.
Yeah, same here, man. I'm really excited about that myself. So, I mean, definitely keep me informed and tag me in any of the Facebook advertisements and links so I can check it out.
Yeah, of course. Once the wheel starts rolling, you know I'll be in the Midwest and I'll be out there, you know, hosting some things with you guys and putting some things together. And, of course, you know, the plugs. And we got to create tons of material. Hours and hours of work need to be seen. And, you know, it can't be done by just one organization. Like I said, I'm stepping kind of down on what I'm doing because it's already going to another level and it's moving real fast. The club is growing, and everybody loves what's going on, and it's going where it needs to go on a worldwide basis. So I get to have fun, whether it's an IBKC show or another registry show. I'm going to be there, and I'm going to have a great time, you know, filming it and hosting it and doing whatever I have to do to mainstream what we're doing and put it at another level. Everybody's going to eat. All the registries are going to do great. It's just, you know, for us to just work and make our little dreams come true with what we create and, you know, make it legit. You know, that's what's happened exactly like what you guys are doing with the Bully Block. I mean, it's been a little while now, and you guys have been able to step it up and put yourself more of a pedestal of professional, because now you got not only explaining people how, you know, how to take care of their programs, you got, you know, guys coming in there and explaining their products and there's a lot of experience now in the bully game. There's a lot more that the newcomers could soak in than when, you know, me and Dane were involved. You know, there wasn't a lot to reference to. Now there is. So, you know, it's grown into an industry that's real good.
Yeah, that's I know that's right, man. It's going to be Like I said, I can't wait to see that stuff, man. I remember you taking a lot of video out there at that show out there in Northern Cali, and, you know, looking forward to seeing all that get into work, man, for sure.
Yeah, we have a big event that's coming up in February the 8th in Guadalajara. There's a lot of, actually there's a few kennels from the Midwest that spawn to be big, big kennels in Latin America, like Modified was, you know, a small kennel right there in the Midwest that I guess something happened where the guys, they went to Mexico, and their kennel is huge in Mexico now. And actually, they in their camp, they have one of the first IBKC champions, you know. It ain't easy. It ain't easy at all. And it's going to take a little bit to be the champion with them. And they actually have one. And right now there's only, I think, 5 champions in IBKC. There's a few of them that will be crowned this year, but it's not easy. You know what I mean? We want to make it to where it really, really means something. And when you say that you have a champion on IBKC, people know how hard and what it took for it to be a champion. And they don't know that you have something serious. So, you know, having a pedigree with that type of caliber of canine, you know, throughout the whole generations of the pedigree should really, really mean a lot with IBKC. So that's basically what we're implementing with the dog shows. So it's pretty dope. You know what I mean? It's pretty dope work that everyone's doing. It's next level stuff. And shout out to all my boys with the micro bullies. They're doing their thing. They're showing. You know, there's quite a few micro bullies also already that have points. So that's pretty dope also, man. That, you know, we were able to take what they call it. You know, we don't call it exotic in IBKC. We call them, you know, we have a standard and we call them micro bullies, miniature bullies. We're the first ones to ever do it. And here, especially in the West Coast, you know, a lot of kennels have them in their program, and a lot of those guys also like to show dogs. And, you know, they're out there working and, you know, setting the standard for the mini bull. which is pretty dope. You know, shout out to all those guys that are doing it.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. Why don't you explain to people, like, how it is to become, you know, how special it is to become an IBKC champion. Like, it's not, you know, something you're just going to make happen overnight or nothing like that. You know, you're not going to be able to just go to one show and make that happen. Why don't you break that down for a little bit for these people on here, Memo, because I know a lot of people don't really, know exactly how you guys got that going. Why don't you let them know, man?
Yeah, no, that's what's up. Like I said before, yeah, you know, it's 100 points more than any other registry. There has to be a little bit of traveling involved, more than the average other registry. You have to show under 5 different judges. And like I said, by the time you get to that point where you do become a champion, it really meant a lot. It really meant a lot, and it took a lot of effort, a lot of hard work for you to get it. That's what it is with that, you know, and that's the first title you could get. Then you could get a regional champion and, you know, and go off and hopefully get that international champion where you went to 2 different other countries and championed out and did your thing, you know what I mean? And when you have the international champion title, that, you know, that means a whole lot. You know, I mean, it means you went and whipped ass basically in 3 different countries and everywhere you went. And that's, you know, that's a high thing to brag about.
Yeah, I agree, man. I think that's a good idea. And to be a champion, you can't just do all that. To make, you know, just to be like a regular champion, you can't just go and just in your area and just show, right? You have to get out of your region a little bit to make that happen. Am I correct? Or?
Yeah, absolutely. What I'd be doing, which is explaining itself a lot better, I could just post it up so you guys can see exactly the requirements of titles with IBKC. We have everything that we could show. It's on the website, but I could download it and put it up on the Facebooks and stuff like that, so people could read it and really understand what it takes, and, you know, to become a champion. So there's no questions about it.
Sure.
I had a question. Being into Frenchies myself, are you guys recognizing French Bulldogs or not yet?
Oh, no, yeah, of course. We have a huge, huge amount of French Bulldogs already that are showing in Latin America, Hawaii, here in the West Coast. IBKC started, you know, with a lot of breeds involved that are already involved. The Bordeaux is crazy how I've seen Bordeaux at the last Southern Cali show. The English Bulldog community is huge, real huge. I couldn't believe it. There's a lot of breeds already involved with us. Of course, the Shorty Bulls have always been there too. Starting to come out a whole lot more. Shout out to Amy and Jamie and them. Known them for a lot of years and worked with them and, you know, helping getting the Shorty Bulls recognized in places where they weren't. And, you know, I'm pretty proud of that. So it's, you know, I've been involved with a lot of them, the Bulldogs. Northern Cali has a huge amount of showing of Bulldogs and American Bulldogs, and, you know, that's pretty dope to see all that it's just not just American bullies, you know, it's everything there. Everybody's enjoying the party now, and it's, you know, not only enjoying, you know, the scene of showing, but it's, you know, the lifestyle of it, of talking dog and the passion of what we have, you know, the bully passion that everybody shows. You know, a lot of us have met a lot of people and made a lot of good friends over it. Like I said, it's more of soaking in the lifestyle of it, you know, and going to another level with what we have in place, you know. So it's pretty dope of all the work that everybody's bringing themselves up to do. Look at how you got that app. That app is just next level. That's dope, you know what I mean? People get to go on there and see a lot of different things going on, and, you know, and see other registries and see where the shows are at and, you know, when Bully Block comes on, you know what I mean? So hats off to you that you've been able to implement, you know, that application so a couple of us could have fun with our hobby, which is dope. Not everyone's going to make tons of money. You know, not everybody's going to want to show dogs, but there are thousands of people that, you know what I mean, want to take their program to another level. So, you know, that's up to us to create things and you know, to help them out along the way.
I appreciate that, man. Definitely, I have a feature on there called I Believe TV that I want to, you know, grow this year. We did post only a few videos last year, but, you know, there's more shows, more registries, more topics to go over, and I definitely looking forward to getting a face-to-face interview with you here when you get to the Midwest, man. It'll be a pleasure to have you on.
That's what's up. Likewise, man. Can't wait to put you guys on the hot seat and ask you guys a bunch of questions and, you know, keep them smile. Have a good time doing it.
Yes, sir. Well, Memo, I have another question from you from a listener. You know, based on this topic, I did see John posting something about the papers that they're getting sent out. There was issues. I mean, so was that taken care of? I mean, there was some delays in the papers being sent out to the people applying for their dogs. They want to know what's going on with that. Is that getting a little bit better? Or?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Honestly, we are already finished with everything John sent in. The only thing that has not went out, the only thing that has not went out are those pedigrees that we had issues with, people just forgetting to put something with the application. Other than that, everyone should have already their pedigrees already in the mail coming to you guys, or you have them already. So it's actually pretty much nipped in the bud. So, yeah, get with John if you haven't, you know, just give him the name of your dog and we can look it up real quick if it got sent out already or if you were missing some information that we need to send it out. So, yeah, just get a hold of us and we'll take care of it right away. The turnaround right now for IBKC pedigrees is less than a week unless there's issues where the pedigree that you send the pedigree where the application where the owners are different, then you have to show proof that the dog now does belong to you. We've been having issues with that. Or just in general, they'll send them the application without a copy of the pedigree or not the right address. We have 106 envelopes here returned to sender that we have someone that's been starting all since last week. And we've been getting a lot of people forget that they move or they want their mail sent somewhere else and we get the wrong information and we send out the mail and it comes back. So we do have issues with a lot of return offenders, and a lot of those people will be getting a hold of so you can give us the right address so we can send pedigrees to you. But other than that, if everything's 100%. The whole thing is rocking and rolling.
Okay. So another question, will there be some of the events, will there be on-site registration or temporary?
Yeah, they could register on-site. Like they were already.
Okay.
The only thing we won't be accepting and wanting you guys to do the most is go online, and you could do it there at the comfort of your home. The same way that you would do it at adoption, you could do it online. And like I said, you have any issues, there's plenty of people you could reference to call and ask the questions so you could get help with anything that you need done within the litter being registered. Or your dog in general. So there it is.
You heard it right here, everybody. IBKC, a lot of exciting things going on for the 2015, so definitely check them out. The website is, I believe it's IBKCglobal.com.
Yes, IBKCglobal.org.
.org, okay, my bad. IBKCglobal.org. If you have any other questions, man, check that website out or try and contact with some of the IBKC staff right there on Facebook. They have their own board. Try and join it. Make sure you check them out. Memo, it's always a pleasure talking to you, man. We appreciate you calling in and, you know, supporting this show, man. And it's definitely great thing you're doing out for the bully world, and we support you 100%.
Thank you guys for having me. I appreciate you guys working and being creative on the radio. Dope.
Oh, man. It's a pleasure to have you on. And so, you know, you're welcome to call in. We're here every Monday night. Whenever you feel like getting something out there about shows or any anything to do with your registry, we're right here. Just let us know.
That's what's up. Yeah, don't forget, everybody in Southern Cali, we got February the 21st, we got a registering party barbecue in San Diego. It's February the 21st. We're feeding everybody's getting fed, and we're having a big old fat boy joint party where everybody's eating, and we're going to have a lot of things to give away, and we'll be registering everyone's dogs for free, February the 21st. And following that, we're having a dog show March the 21st in San Diego. Smash Bullies and the homies over there are getting together, all San Diego, and putting together a dog show and putting themselves on the map. So February 21st, and it's actually one of our first sponsored Yukonuba events. It'll be a Yukonuba Feed the Breed event. So that would be March 21st in San Diego. So I can't wait to see everybody out there, and thank God I get to stay home here in Cali and work. So it is what it is.
All right, that's what's up, man. All right, man. Well, thank you so much for calling in, man. You're welcome to stick around. I do have to get to other callers, but it was a pleasure talking to you tonight, man.
Do your thing. Get to work. Do your thing.
All right, Memo. All right. Moving on, man. I see a lot of listeners tonight, man. We really do appreciate you guys. Moving on to the next caller in queue. All right, we got 229. We got Alchemy Gang right here, Tori and Garrett on the Bully Block. What's going down?
Man, salute to you, boss, man. I got the shout out, UBBA. If you ain't registered yet, get down with the cause. We're getting tired of all the goddamn backyard breeders and all the so-so. If you want standard back to the game, UBBA is the way. What's up, fellas?
Oh, what's going on, man? Appreciate that plug.
Yeah, man. I'm just tuning in, man. And Danny, I got to get down with you because, you know, man, everything is just about the money and the dogs are suffering. And I finally got that email from you, and I appreciate the love, and I see what you're trying to do. And with all the drama circling, I feel like, you know, UBBA is going to be that phoenix to bring the bully out of the ashes, you know?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's definitely something we're trying to work on, man. I mean, I had to post a video, man. They try to drag my other project, iBully, into some drama that's going on between these two pedigree sites. And honestly, you know, people automatically assume that I'm the, computer nerd and slash hacker of the bully world, and automatically assuming I have something to do with it, which is not the case. So, you know, we're here for the public. We're iBully and the Bully Block. Killanoid Kennel is always out there, you know, answering questions and whatnot. So that's what we're about, man. We're for the dogs first and foremost, and the people after, on the other end of the leash, man. So we definitely appreciate your support.
Yeah, man. And see, that's the thing about Alchemy Gang, man. You don't know who's AG. You don't know what we repping. We sit in silence. We mercenaries of the bully world because we tired of all the drama, bro. You know what I mean? And I feel like I could speak for both of my divisions when I say this, you know, because my North Division pretty much is, that's why we're together, because we want to push something for these dogs, man. And like you said, the people second, because what's actually going on? You know, like your partner said, you got people wanting to take bow-legged dogs to other dogs. Then you got, you know, this over here, and then you got that over there. You got Tom and Sally arguing over this and that. But what's the dogs getting out of it? Nothing, man.
Yeah, that's true. That's true, man. And definitely, man, you know, instead of, like I always say on the social media, Facebook or whatever, you know, I always say, you know, if people put enough energy into their dogs and their programs and the positive things instead of the drama, if they put the same amount of energy they put in drama, gossip, and all the rest of the bullshit, you know, it would be a lot better community, man. And think about how much power it is, man. We're the biggest social network for a breed, specific breed type in general. I don't see no poodle community on Facebook with hundreds of thousands of users, you know what I'm saying?
Right. And see, my biggest thing is, you know, that's like a, like I said before, when y'all been letting us on the show, you know, and I say us because Acumen Gang is not a registry. We're not a crew. We're one unit. And we can't stand for this no more, bro. You know, these dogs are suffering, man. I grew up a fat kid by myself, and all I ever had was my dogs. You know, I had my pits, and I, you know, turned over to the bullies. And I look at these dogs as far as they need my help. And I seek out people that are tired of the same thing, which I commend anybody that goes to shows. I commend anybody with the dedication to champ out their dog. Truly, dedication is always, you know, commended from us, because you have to really put forth effort, time away from your family and financial, you know, to get where you want to be to do your thing. But at the end of the day, I still want all these people to remember, that's your dog, that's your partner, that's your homeboy. You got to remember, sometimes he need a break, sometimes she need a break, you know. You can push that dog all day long, but remember, it has a brain just like you, it has feelings just like you. Yeah, it's a dog, but hell, you got to return the favor that he's giving you. He's giving you exposure, he's giving you time and enjoyment, so, you know, return the same thing.
Right, right. I agree with you there, man. And this is what I have to say to people. Everybody's trying to say that I'm trying to put the smaller kennels out of business with the UBBA and whatnot. No, that's not even the case, man. All I'm trying to say is, if you could afford dogs like these, and if you could afford, you know, if you're making money off the pups, at least put some of the money back into them for health concerns, better kennels, and just a more better environment. And that's all I'm asking for the people, man. I'm not trying to bash anybody or expose anybody. What I am bashing is the behavior, not the individual.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and that's what we're doing, man. We're not thugs, but the one thing is that we are mercenaries. We are going to step to you if you train these dogs wrong. You know, we are going to step to you if that's all you're worried about. We are going to step to you if you feel like, you know, you just going to make money out of this community and shit on it. It's not happening. Excuse my language.
Well, yeah, I agree with you there. But, you know, in another point of view, there are people who are in it for the money and the business, and that's fine. That's on them. But as long as they keep it ethical, and that's all my concern is, man. And shout out to Eric Maton, man. He was trying to create a poodle group. Oh, man. I'm over here getting hilarious inboxes while I'm on the radio. Yeah, man, definitely. We do have more callers, man. Dorian, man, it's always a pleasure talking to you. We're looking forward to your show coming up Wednesday night here on the same station, Bully Block, same phone number.
We appreciate the love.
Man, any shout-outs you want to give before I let you go?
Man, I want to give shout-outs to that boy Big Meat. I want to give shout-outs to UBBA, and I want to give shout-outs to my North Division, and I want to give shout-outs to anybody that love their dog, man.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. All right, Torian, man, thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
All right. Kev Green seems mighty late tonight, but we're going to keep it moving, man. Man, we had a call from Jason Blue. I see you still listening in. Jason Blue, you're live on the Bully Block, man. What's going on? Did I catch you off guard? Jason Blue.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear us?
I guess so. I know I was still on that.
What's going on, man?
Not much. What's going on with you guys?
Not too much, man. We're over here talking dogs. What's good with you?
Now I had a question for Memo when Memo was on, and I guess he off now. But yeah, my question to him was, you know, being one of the, you know, the owners of the of Atomic Bully or Atomic Dog Magazine or whatever, you know, is IBKC, you know, blackballed from Atomic Dog? Is it just ABKC shows allowed in there? When a lot of us can't get out to the West Coast, you know, that's 30-something hours from here. And,
right.
You know, to have photos of some IBKC shows in the, you know, Atomic Dog issues will be loved, because that would give a lot of us out here a chance to see what they're working with, how the shows are going down, you know, what's going on with the shows out there out west, you know, because they haven't, you know, there hasn't been many out here. So, I mean, that
yeah,
was like,
you're right, bro. We're working on changing that right now, though, for sure. Like Memo said, in April, they got one coming. George Bostic's going out there. That should be a real nice one. And I'm actually working on trying to make one happen back here in Springfield at the same spot, man. So we're definitely going to be trying to change that up, bro. And we'd definitely like to see that boy Masterpiece out there for sure.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm breaking him back out here very, very shortly to go for his grand champion run. And, I mean, like I said, you know, I don't try and limit myself to this one little spot, man. I mean, I pay attention to what other registries are doing, you know, and what they're basing their, you know, their points and everything else. I pay attention to everything, man. I might not comment on everything and post on everything, but, you know, I pay attention, you know, which is a lot, you know, a lot of people don't do out there, pay attention. And, you know, that's my main thing is, like, you know, what are they, how is it going down? Is it just the barbecue thing? Like, are there big shows, like, you know, what the ABKC is throwing down, you know, as far as the indoor and everything else? Like, is it just the same, or is it just, you know, even more laid back, just back to that barbecue setting?
Nah, man, I mean, it's you know, it's we're having dog shows just like any other registry, you know what I mean? But, you know, it's, I mean, that show I went to out there in Northern Cali, man, was off the chain, you know, and I'm hoping we can make it like that out here in the Midwest. It wasn't so much, everybody, you know, staying in their own little booths and just doing their own thing, and everybody's so worried about competition. Nobody wants to hang out and shit like that, man.
Yeah.
It was a real good time, you know what I mean? It's not, you know, it's kind of more like back in the older days, dog shows, you know? Yeah, there's a little bit of music playing, people are having fun, and, you know, but nobody getting out of line and, you know, acting like retards neither. So, you know, it's a real good time, man. It was nothing but love out there, bro, and I'm sure that's how it's going to be out here. We did have one in Chicago not too long, you know, probably a little less than a year ago, and, you know, I had fun out there as well, you know, but we got to get everybody to come out and support, man, and, you know, I believe they'll be, you know, we'll have a real good time out here for sure.
Yeah. And I mean, that was my issue, you know. I like that environment of, you know, you get together. It's like getting together, you know, really for a barbecue at the homie's house, but you're really there to handle business, you know. Shouldn't be afraid to go out there and talk to everybody, man, and check out the other dogs and really just wrap it with everybody else, man. You know, it should be, you know, a friendly environment, man, you know, kids running around, having fun, you know, everybody having a good time. And at the same time, like I said, you know, being that he's one of the owners of Atomic Dog Magazine, why haven't we seen any of these dogs, you know, any of these shows in the Atomic Dog Magazine? I mean, that's kind of, I know that's a little bit more undercover, you know, questions, but, you know, it was a question that came to mind for me, you know, so I figured that, you know, I'd ask him. You know, maybe he's still listening, and if he wants to, call back in and, you know, answer that. But, you know, that's really what I was getting at, you know. You know, people that can't get out, you know, all that way, you know, maybe that would be a good way to show them what's really going on, you know.
Oh, yeah, I mean, that's what I believe everybody's working on, man. I know he's been doing a lot of videos. He got some real big things going on with that TV show things he was talking about, man. You know, it's going to be something serious, bro. So, you know, there will be ways for you to check it out. And like I said, you know, we're not so much going to be worried, you know, us here in the Midwest is not going to be so much worried about what's going on out there. We're going to try to make it happen out here. You know what I mean? So that's what, That's what we're trying to work on.
That's what's up, man. Good to hear that shit. And other than that, man, that's it, man. That's all I had. Hope everybody had a good week. I tune in every week, so you know what it is. We definitely appreciate that, for sure.
Yeah, we definitely going to need you out here in Springfield, man, when out there at Georgia's show, man, with Masterpiece, bro. You need to bring that boy out. Everybody's been can't wait to see him, man. So
he large and in charge right now, man. He's about 5 foot away from me snoring right now, but he on point right now, man, and is only getting better. So yeah, he's gonna be making his appearances a lot this year. People gonna see him again. It's been too long.
That's what's up, man. Ready to check that boy out.
Yeah, man.
Yes, sir. Well, Jason, man, definitely it's always a pleasure hearing from you. We do appreciate your support. You know, we support you guys, the One Bullies and the Elite Edge Midwest. And hopefully we'll hear from you again next week.
Yeah, appreciate that, man. You guys have a good night, man. Thanks for having me on.
You too, bro.
All
right, man. Be well.
Peace. All right, next up, man, we got none other than Caesar from the Bully Tunnel right here on the Bully Block. What's going on, Caesar?
What's good? How everybody doing tonight?
Good.
Hey, how's it going, dog?
Chilling over here. It's a little cold outside. What's going down? What y'all talking about today?
Hey, Caesar, why don't you let everybody, you was out there at that show in Northern Cali out there, that IBKC show. Tell them how it was going on out there, bro. Tell them, was that like a show you've seen in a while or what?
Yeah, it was definitely one of the biggest show of 2014. It was huge. Everybody showed mad love. Everybody got along. You know, everybody was just macking. Like, good judges. They had high quality trophies. You know, a lot of big dogs from the bully world, from micro bullies, exotics, American bullies. They was all in the building. You know, what else could I say? It was hot.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. That's what's up. I just, you know, wanted somebody else that had attended that event, man, to kind of put it out there what it was. You know, it wasn't something I was just boasting about, man. That was definitely a show to remember, for real.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I definitely will definitely make my way back out there to see what's going on with the second show, with the other shows this year, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
That's definitely the shows you want to mark on your calendars, you know?
Oh, yeah, for sure. We're trying to work on getting that popping out here in the Midwest, man, for sure.
Yeah, y'all could definitely do it. I went to the Midwest last year. I was trying to do a little something over there, you know? Some people came out, they showed love, support. Met a lot of great people, too, you know? When I hear Midwest, I definitely think of Varsity. Them boys are going 100 right now.
Oh, yeah. They're deep right now, man. They got a lot of kennels part of their movement, and can't wait to see what they do this year.
Yeah, definitely. They champed out a couple dogs already. They're definitely going to be coming out in the Bully Tunnel magazine 10th issue this year. They're on the cover, and there's going to be a lot of great info about them and the whole movement out there in the Midwest, you know?
Yes, sir. So what is the Bully Tunnel and the presidential movement got going on this year, man?
Oh, man, the presidential movement, Bully Tunnel magazine. We starting off the year by going to Vegas next week for five shows, two-day weekend event out there. And then we're going to hit up Allentown and a couple other shows I can't recall right now. You know, it's a lot going on. You know, the Presidential Bully Tour guy moved up for another year, so we're going to be recording this year to finish it strong and in the Nationals. And we definitely, I've been curious about Georgia, so I might start hitting up Georgia out there, see what's good out there, you know?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm trying to make a presence in the ring myself, man, so I'll probably be seeing you at some of these events myself.
Nah, definitely. Oh, yeah, that's another thing I'm doing, too. I'm actually going to finally be able to show a dog right now, which is going to be my girl Stella from Rain City Bullies, you know, produced by Blue Bourbon Kennels. She's hard. She's a white rhino granddaughter. She went to her first show. She got 90 points and, like, 3 majors. Well, I'm thinking about just starting over so, like, that I could just claim her, like, I champed her out, you know?
Oh, well, that's a good idea. I mean, definitely I had a dog that was very close to being champed out, and I decided not to show her under those points. And I might just do the same as far as my bully's concerned, but... I have not a caller, but somebody inboxed me a question to ask you if you're going to be heading out towards Alabama.
Alabama, man, I did see a flyer out there. I forgot what show it was. But, yeah, I don't see why not. I got to see what's out there, really. You know, right now we definitely looking for big shows, you know. Shows are going to make noise. We definitely need the publicity, you know, all the people there and stuff like that. I just got to check out what show is it.
Yeah, I'm going to ask him in a second. I'm sure he's listening in, though. My God, the Alchemy Gang is their little, they have a movement going on, and they're big supporters of what I got going on, too, so he's the one who's asking me. But another question I have, bro, I seen you guys are doing big things, man. You guys even got that jewelry going on. What's going on some videos that you're, you know, one actually is on iBully TV. What's going on with that DVD?
Okay. You know, definitely the jewelry is all about, setting ourselves apart from people, you know, and just doing it up. We're going to come with the whole setup, banners, the whole tent situation, all that. We're coming hard this year. We're going to definitely kick it up a notch. Because you know me, when I go to dog shows, I'm just there working. Most of the times I don't even get a booth. I just walk around, record, take pictures. I never show up to a dog show where... dogs. I never shown dogs before, you know, because I always been working. So this year we kicking back a little bit, and I'm gonna put in some work, you know, get a couple champion underneath my belt, and then I want to kick it up a notch by becoming a judge, you know.
Okay. So what registry, if you don't mind asking, are you gonna choosing to be a judge at?
Well, I'm gonna try to be a judge for all the registry except the RKC.
Okay. Well, that's what's up, man. And definitely, you guys have a lot of big things planned. And I see that you guys, in addition to that, I see Prez Potter will be having a night right here on the Bullet Block, man. Or is that something you're gonna be a part of too, or?
Yeah. Me, brother, we gonna rock it. We gonna host a show. You know what I mean? And we gonna kick it. We gonna mac with you guys. You guys always show support to us and love, and it's only right we show it right back to you guys. You know, you guys have been putting in mad work already for a couple of years, I believe. Was it going on 2 years? 2-3 years?
It's actually 1 year, man. It's going strong. 1 year every Monday night.
Oh, okay, 1 year. Look at that, you know. So we're going to show you love because you dedicated. You're definitely one of the people in the bully world that is staying true to the breed. and, you know, doing your thing. You represent an American Bully, so you represent American Bully. I just want you to know Presidential Bully Mafia and Bully Tunnel Magazine is going to support you to the fullest, you know?
I appreciate that, man. And likewise, we, you know, definitely the Bully Block Radio Network and iBully and my latest project, United Bully Breeders Association. You know, we support the Bully Tunnel to the fullest, man, so we definitely appreciate you.
Oh, I'm sorry, and getting back to the end of your questions, your previous questions, with the iBully thing I'm doing right now is I'm going to be going around, you know, since we're on tour, I'm going to get some footage for you, exclusive footage that nobody's going to be able to get from me, and, you know, we're going to do our thing.
Yes, sir. You know? Yes, sir. Exclusive is right there on iBully TV in the comfort of your own hand, man. So definitely, to those listening, look out for that because iBully is coming stronger than ever for 2015. We're going to bring you Bully Entertainment right here, exclusively brought to you by the Bully Tunnel Magazine.
Yeah, and I also got a couple projects that, you know, I'm undecisive, but I'm thinking of doing. I don't know. I did already a promo video for it. I don't know if you guys heard of it, but let me see what you guys think. The Bully Beats DVD.
The Bully, what was the second word? The Bully what?
Beef. B-E-E-F.
The Bully Beef. Okay, okay. What's that about?
It's going to be about, you know, everything that really goes on in the bully world amongst each other and stuff like that, more or less I'm thinking, you know, where kennels be able to talk to one another, confront each other, and try to resolve the situation, you know, try to resolve the situation, just put it out there because, you know, in the bully world, it's such a big community, and we got so many people coming into the bully world that a lot of people in their mind, they just thinking about money and trying to scam people. So this would be a place where you would put somebody out there that's scamming people. Just recently, there's been a couple people that popped up out of nowhere that's been here trying to put in work, always yelling, better the breed, you know, no drama, all this bullshit. But at the same time, they've been taking money from people and not giving a dog back and not providing a service. And because these people got a name, a big name, these little kennels feel they can't do nothing about it. You know? Because once you listen, even if you send $5,000 to somebody through the bank, that doesn't mean that they have to send you a doggy. They could be, you know, they could be some pricks and be like, you know what, I'm going to keep your money, and that's it. Well, you think because it's from bank to bank, you could go to court, and the court is going to side with you? Well, what really happened is that most of these people take this money and don't send no puppy and don't give no money back. The reason being is because when you go to court and you try to file a complaint, they're gonna tell the guy, why are you sending the $5,000 without getting the puppy first? Oh, because he lives over here. So I send it through the bank.
Right.
You get
okay.
what I'm saying?
I feel
this is a place where they could get on with it, you know? They could definitely on with it. And you know, if the problem doesn't resolve, we're gonna resolve the problem like men. You know?
Okay. Yeah, I actually, you know,
man, whoever wins is going to get $500 to $1,000 from me. That's it. They're going to get their rocks on, you know?
Right. Well, that's what's up, man. But now that you mentioned that, bro, I you know, I came out with this platform. I call it, it's really an association, man, and it's like a membership club. I want to say it's not a registry. It's not a kennel club. And, you know, in short, it's called UBVA. And in there, we have contracts to prevent situations like what you just mentioned. You know, there's deposit slips, there's co-owned contracts, there's stud contracts, not allowing the stud owner to sell the dog without having the buyer sign and agree to honor those pending stud credits. you know. So we're out there to help people avoid being burned. We're out here to weed out the bad business, you know what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of people who take advantage of other people, especially the smaller kennels out there, and that's what we're about, man. And I encourage you to check it out, too, whenever you have a minute, man. And it's UnitedBullyBreeders.com.
Okay, I'll definitely check it out. I've seen it before. I know a little bit about it. You know, it's definitely a good movement. The difference between the movement of the Booty Beef DVD and your website is that mine is gonna be a visual.
Right.
You know,
right.
It's gonna be a visual of the problem that's going on. You know what I mean? But it's just an idea that I have, you know. I'm not sure, you know. I think it's gonna be hard to get two people in the room, in the same room at the same time, that don't like each other, you know.
Yeah.
You know
we'll
what I mean?
Keep us updated, man. Yes, sir. Definitely keep us updated on that.
Yeah, definitely. You're definitely gonna see the updates. If it goes through, you're gonna see the promotions. You know?
Yes, sir.
And we got another DVD that we're coming out where we're gonna go, since we're doing the tour, we're gonna go to kennels from all over the place. Wherever we land, we're gonna pick like two or three kennels, interview them, throw them on DVD. Anybody that's interested, they could hit me at facebook.com/CaesarPresidential, or they could just email me at thebullytunnel@gmail.com for more info about that, you know?
Okay.
And we got issue 5 already. The cover issue 5 is already done. I'm about to put it out within a day or two. You know, we got great interviews with Prez, my brother Prez. We got interviews with James Cooper, Pat, and also Richard. You know, a lot of ABKC judges that's been here from the start. I'm going to bring a lot of history back up, you know, so it's going to be a great issue for sure. Oh, and another thing I wanted to address is that the Bully Tunnel magazine carries everybody's shows. We got IBKC shows, we got RKC, ABKC shows, and we got a bunch of meet and greets. Any show host is welcome to contact us as well at the BullyTunnelMagazine@gmail.com.
Okay.
For more information,
cool.
And get us out there.
Dayton, you got anything else for Caesar?
No. I just want thanks for calling in and shit and spreading his info with us and shit, man. And we'll see him out here again for sure.
That's what's up. Thanks for having me, guys. Good job and have a good night, fellas.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Caesar, man.
Anytime.
All right, you heard it right here. Definitely lots of exciting things going down for the 2015 from all sides of the bully world, man. And that's what I like, man, positive things instead of just drama. But, man, I'm excited about that show you got planned for Springfield, Illinois, man. Definitely excited to get back down there. Had a great time when I was down there. Now it's going to be my turn to enjoy myself.
Hell yeah, man. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it myself, man. I can't wait to, you know, I like that little spot. I like that, you know, little environment, man. Plus, I ain't got to go nowhere. That don't usually happen for me, man. We've only had two shows here, the two that you've thrown. And, you know, I'm ready to try to get it going around here, man, and getting a little buzz in my, you know, in my local, you know, my local area, try to get a little buzz out here, get more people involved and shit, man, because I know a lot of people that went out there and experienced the show you had out there, Danny. They had a real good time, and a lot of them can't wait to get back at it, man. So we're going to try to make that available for everybody out here in Springfield and the surrounding towns and all that.
Definitely. You know, I bully is behind it 100% supporting. So just let us say the word, man. We'll put the word out there.
That's what's up, bro. Appreciate that for sure.
Yes, sir. Speaking of I bully, man, we, you know, I just want to thank each and every one who has downloaded it. We grew a lot since just since October alone, man, 3,000 people downloaded it. It's been used almost 70,000 times, meaning so if there's 3,000 people who have it, think about how many times they have to open it a day to be used 70,000 times within the past few months, man. It's just, like, overwhelming the support and how much people use it. And, you know, we're going to continue to do that for you guys this year. We're going to be having exclusive videos by the Bully Tunnel. You know, Kev Green is going to be doing his thing right here on iBully TV with the ABKC Strong Tour. And then hopefully we're going to be covering some of the IBKC events too, man. We're not one registry-specific media company. We like to get everybody coverage of, you know, all the events as far as iBully TV is concerned, you know?
Yeah, for sure, man, for sure. That's how it should be in everybody, with everybody, man. It should go out and support anything Bully, not, you know, sit there and gangbang on registries and weird stuff like that, man. Just, you know, come out and support, man, so we can keep, you know, having events like this in our areas and having a, you know, platform for us to do, you know, do the things we love to do.
Sure, definitely. We do have another caller about to call in, man. And but before he does, let me just say this, man. You know, I'd like to address a video that I put out earlier in the day, and a statement I made earlier that, you know, people who have I want to say followers on Facebook and the public eye, who are in the public eye, who do things in the community, who are leaders in the community, should use that for something positive. You know what I'm saying? We don't need the negativity, man. We don't need, I want to say soap opera drama, man. But with that being said, man, I'm going to bring in my next caller. And we have a few minutes left, but I'm going to bring him in. And this is Carlos Gonzalez of Nitro Magazine and Nitro Bully Pedigrees. Carlos, you're on the Bully Block. You here?
Yeah, what's up?
What's going on, man?
Nothing to see here, too.
Cool, cool. So,
what you got?
Yeah. Oh, man, we're just sitting here talking dogs and, you know, a lot of talk about events and a few other things that's going on, man. Wanted to ask you a question, bro. I see that I'm not going to raise the drama and accusations, but just wanted to let you kind of give a description of your pedigree site and kind of give us a rundown, because I believe was dragged into it, and I'd like to let the public hear that I was just, you know, hired to create your app. We are friends. We do talk, so the public knows. But, you know, give us a little bit of explanation of your of what you got going on.
Yeah, I got an app that's out there for Android. Hopefully we're waiting to see about Apple soon. And then, like, the pedigree site is free. It's basically free. If you only, it's like if you got cable or phone, you want to have it. That's the same way with our certificates. If you want to have a certificate, you can. If you don't, you don't have to. The site stays free no matter what. The site. Only time anybody pays for anything is if for a service that needs to be is getting done. That's it. That's what these sites are for free. Everybody wants to talk crap, whatever. I don't care. I sat here, put my time into it, made my site and everything, just like everybody else does when they do stuff. Take your time. Everything you get on the internet is public information, and people don't realize that. Whatever you find is public information, so you can use it. You can't get in trouble for it or anything like that. Like I said, the app is there for the magazine and the pedigree site. The pedigree site is free for everybody. I've got other things I'm looking in to add on to my site to make it even better than what it is, offer more for it, give people options. You know, there's no need to lock somebody out of their account because they did something wrong. There ain't no need to charge somebody for them just to have an account. You shouldn't have to. It's free. There are at least 5 or 6 other Pitbull databases that are out there. You just got to Google them, and you'll find a bunch of them. People don't know by the time they are. There's some here. There's some overseas. Everywhere. Any information you get from anywhere, it's public. You go search Juan Gotti, you're going to see he pops up in a bunch of different pedigree sites. So how can anybody, you know, say this person did this or this person did that? It's public information. Everybody's getting mad about it. It's public. I mean, you can do what you need to do. I didn't take nobody's pictures that are watermarked, trademarked. If you look, I don't even have pictures and stuff on mine. I put everything in one by one, took my time, did it. I mean, I was working on this for a while. They act like I just came out and boom, there it was. No, this was in the working for a while. It wasn't an overnight thing. It's been there working. I put time into it for the bully community because, hey, why are – you already own the dog. You already have papers on the dog. So why are they making you pay just to put your dog on a site? It don't make sense.
Well, that's besides the – you know, I just wanted to know what you offer as far as your – you know, and I don't want to make it seem like we're on here to bash the other websites or competition.
Yeah, I have a whelping calculator on there for people that want to get an estimate about when their dog's due from the first lock. I got a calculator on it for a whelping calculator. Gives you estimate dates. I offer DNA profiling. I got kits that you can order. People can order off me, send it to them, send it to the company, get your DNA results, post them up on my site. I'm doing certificates too. I have, but like I said, anything that I offer is optional. You do not have to have it. It's your choice if you want or you don't.
Okay. I have one more question for you, man. We're running out of time, but let me just say that I do appreciate you calling in. The question I have, and I want the listeners to hear too. You know, I believe, and myself, you know, somebody said, "Oh, Danny did it." That I hacked Bullypedia and I gave you the data. Did I have anything to do with building your site?
Nobody had nothing to do with building my site. I built it by myself. And this was in process for a while. Common sense. For one,
all right.
If somebody was to hack anybody's account, don't you think they would take it off? Common sense, wouldn't you? No. So obviously I didn't hack their stuff, or you didn't help me do anything. You just built an app for me that I paid for. That was it. I put up my site, did my site myself. I paid, you know, everything I needed for my site, whatever extra software I got, I bought it and put it on my site myself.
All right. There you have it. You heard it right here on the Bully Block. If anybody has questions, you know, feel free to contact him. His name is Carlos Gonzalez. He could be reached at nitrobullypeds.com. Or if you have questions for the other party, please feel free to contact them at bullypedia.net. But with that being said, man, Carlos, thank you for calling in. And I'll definitely be talking to you soon.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Bye. All right, man. Man, definitely been it was a great show, Dayton. You got anything for our listeners before we call it quits for tonight?
Nah, man, I just want to tell everybody thanks for listening in, and make sure you in killanoise.com and check us out on Facebook, all the Killer Noise members on Facebook, man. And, you know, anybody interested in some nice American bully puppies, definitely feel free to hit us up. And, again, shouts out to all our listeners and everybody that called in, man. That's about it.
All right. That's what's up, man. Don't forget, killernoise.com. Puppies are available. They're on the ground right now. I also have French Bulldog puppies available. If you're interested in Frenchies, I'm taking deposits now. I have some at 4 weeks old and some at 6 weeks old, two different litters going on. I have a total of 4 males and 1 female. Well, actually, 3 males and 1 female. I just saw the male today. But also check out UnitedBullyBreeders.com, man. We're not here to do anything negative. We're for the breed. We're for the people. It's about customer service, ethics first and foremost, and the dogs. So make sure you check that out. I want to thank everybody for tuning in, and make sure you come back next Monday night. We're here every Monday, man. Check us out. And with that being said, everybody have a good night. Be blessed.
Test the bully block, check the pedigree. Shut it down. A better breed, it'll never be. Shut it down. We the top dogs, recognize. Shut it down. A good diet and exercise. Shut it down. Test the bully block, check the pedigree. Shut it down. A better breed, it'll never be. Shut it down. We the top dogs, recognize. Shut it down. A good diet and exercise. Shut it down. The game is for the taking. A lot of kennels slacking up. Feel you got a beast? Bring them out, stack them up. You see this monster, chin up and chest out. Huge head, cock D's, then I bring the rest out. I hit the boards and I ask who the best out. They said bring the South, Elite Edge and Midwest out. I'm with the bully block, man, they brought the press out. My dog's eating good as me, never stressed out. Media, rather frightened than enlightened, y'all. Van a misbrand, but the bully ain't a fighting dog. The temperament is cooler than the fan. While the lab dog's high strung, pulling at your hand. With the breed, I'm a owner and a fan. For that backyard mid-ish, go holla at your man. Check the pedigree, we don't do the run around. This the bully breed, round here we shut them down. Check the bully block, check the pedigree. Shut it down. A better breed, it'll never be. Shut it down. We the top dogs, recognize. Shut it down. A good diet and exercise. Shut it down. Check the bully block, check the pedigree. Shut it down. A better breed, it'll never be. Shut it down. We the top dogs, recognize. Down. A good diet and exercise. Down. What I like about the breed is selection. You can mix and match blood till you find perfection. Do some research, hit a show, find connections. Figure what type you shoot you like, make investments. For his features, I just found a pup with a short muzzle, block head, solid as a truck. I hit the vet, pick the ear style, cut it down. Let him heal, hit the first show, shut it down. I got credit, it was nothing to debate on. Wait until I work him out and put his weight on. Them dogs out when the stars around. An inner show where they customize cars and sounds. A four-legged monster, freaked out collar spikes, posing with a credible celeb or the model type. It's undeniable when you see him come around. The bully breed, round here they shut it down. Test the bully block, check the pedigree. Shut it down. A better breed, it'll never be. Shut it down. We the top dogs, recognize. Shut it down. A good diet and exercise. Shut it down. Test the bully block, check the pedigree. Shut it down. A better breed, it'll never be. Shut it down. We the top dogs, recognize. Shut it down. A good diet and exercise. Shut it down. Every town, every state is a certified bully, looking great, looking good. In a show, stacked up or pulling weight. 100 vans, 100 trucks full of crates. You got a little edge, then you shut it down. Got a little watchdog, then you shut it down. You rock with Nevada, you shut it down. You got a little Gotti, you shut it down. What about Remy Line? Yeah, they shut it down. What about Gray Line? Yeah, they shut it down. You got some Norwood, then you shut it down. You got some Dax Blood, then you shut it down. How that chaos be? They shut it down. What about Monster G? They shut it down. If I forgot any names, run them down. Bully Pride Worldwide, we shut it down.